welcome into the X-Wing segment of the Wide World of Wargaming. As always, I am your host, Vincent Morgado. Joining me, the irascible Jeff Wilder and the prodigy Drew Bishop. Gentlemen, how are we today?
Hello there.
I love you for doing that, Jeff. That means you gotta catch it. You gotta step it up, Drew.
General Kenobi.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
How you guys doing this week?
I'm doing well. Great. I'm upset that I didn't get a chance to get in any practice games this week. I did want to try out my Triple Jedi list, but we're going to get around to doing that tomorrow, I expect. I have ended up replacing Luminara with Sase Tin as Anakin bump insurance after watching a few games online where that was basically catastrophic, and he's way too expensive to lose to such a simple trick. So.
You mentioned two people. So who are you talking about? Sase Tin or
replace Luminara with Sase Tin for the pre-movement shenanigans?
Correct. And then I keep Kenobi because Obi-Wan's an amazing support character, and there's no reason not to take him if you're running three Jedi. Jeff, you lamented earlier in another area you were having trouble with three ship rebels.
Yeah, I just can't get it to work. I played a game on Vassal against basically the same list that Sherry ran against me at the hyperspace trial three weeks ago. And it actually started out really well. I actually outflew my opponent. But three guns, if you have any kind of downturn in offensive output, three guns just cannot get it done. So it was immensely frustrating. I'm just not sure that it's workable. There's just too much. There are too many hit points sitting on the table out there for three guns to chew through.
I think probably in the specific matchup you're talking about, really it's more about they're going to eat one of your biggest, your most modified attacks first turn and laugh it off, and they have enough dice to just ignore the rest.
I mean, that's not how it worked in this game. It was I chipped away a few damage on a couple of TIE fighters. I did get one massive attack on Howl Runner that I swallowed, but then my red dice went just unbelievably cold, and I had not yet killed a ship, and it didn't matter that I was positioned really well with Han and Wedge. I did kind of screw up with Hef, but I just I'm not comfortable with it. So I was telling Drew that I'm considering going with Poe and three A-wings, or maybe even five A-wings. Like, one of my strengths when I'm playing the game is positioning. I'm good at spatial visualizing where my maneuvers are going to end up, and that kind of talent in X-Wing is, it's geometrically magnified when you're flying a bunch of ships. So especially ships that don't fly in a block, like A-Wings don't need to fly in a block. So.
I haven't seen one yet, but I would love to watch a five resistance A's versus a TIE Swarm game, just from a contrast in styles point of view. Like, you've got one list that is literally, going to do everything it can to dance in front of the swarm and try to pull it apart and make it break up. And then you've got just this brick of, 12 to 15 dice that kind of just turns very organized and kind of stays together until it decides that it doesn't want to anymore. And I think that's probably the tipping point. If you can break up the swarm before it does any real damage, you've got it. But if it knocks out an A-Wing or two before you do anything serious to it, you're hosed.
Yeah, I think that the A-Wings have a pretty significant advantage in that they are able to run away and still shoot. It's theoretical for me. I have not yet learned to fly them very well, so it's mostly theoretical. But I do think a 5A wing list has a theoretical advantage against the TIE Swarm.
Drew, weigh in on this. You've been uncharacteristically quiet.
No, I think that I've been debating on my thoughts on, you know, whether or not the A-Wings are going to just go straight down, right? Or are they actually going to survive because all of the TIEs shoot before they do? And I'm wondering if, you know, if it's even worth it to have the A-Wings, you know, try to bump, right? To, like, block. And, I mean, I know the A-Wings can run away. I suppose it really depends on the loadout. You know, are they looking at trick shot? Are they looking at heroic? Are they looking at crack shot? Are they looking at, optics.
What is it? It's Lulo, Taliesin, I think, and Zari. And then two greens. I think that's what I ended up with. I play with a lot of configurations. I do like advanced optics for the init threes. I really like Zari's ability to take an action even if Zari bumps. That's going to be pretty strong, I think. But yeah, it's typically heroic and trick shot, but it varies from list to from ship to ship, honestly.
Right. Do you guys think it would be better to have or at least Jeff, do you think it would be better to have a mixture of upgrades on the A-Wings? Or actually, 5 A-Wings, I've seen lists too that run Lulo and Tally. Are those, I think those are mainstays in a 5 A-Wing list, right?
But yeah, I don't know if you could really move away from those two. Maybe you move away from Tally.
Yeah, I don't particularly like Tally. I think other than the init of 5, Tally doesn't
have you logo. Hate bullseye abilities.
I have learned to love them, but that's because I fly the 3 A-Wings and Poe, right? Like,
I mean, Tally's bullseye ability is really, really weak. It's one ship.
Yeah, she does get taken for her init 5. Yep. That is true.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's largely what it is. And I mean, that's great, but I'm not going to be bidding very heavily. So,
right.
Let me just pull it up here and see what I actually built with the 5 A.
So I think if I was going to do 5 A wings, I think everybody would be trick shot, crack shot, or heroic and crack shot. Trick is yeah, it goes off, but it goes off on people like Han, you know, where you have crew slots to make up for the dice mod you're losing from the boost. You know what I mean?
The problem with trick shot is that trick shot, even at 2 points, is it's significant when you're trying to fit 4-5 ships in your list. So I've got Lulo and the two greens with heroic and crack shot, and then the two greens have advanced optics. Then I've got Tally and Zari with heroic and predator. I'm not sure if I like it on Zari, but we'll see. Tally's trying.
I like predator on Zari is a good call. Yeah. Because she's a bumper.
Yeah, but she can't shoot at what she bumps.
True, but if you're, you know, depending on, normally if you bump somebody, like a lot of people do fly hard formations. Exactly. So it's not a bad investment, and especially not on something that's already a cheap ship. You know what I mean?
And then Tally is going for the bullseye anyway. So
You might as well cash in on it.
And then the three PS3, Zari and the two greens have advanced optics each. And that comes out to exactly 200 points.
Do the greens and Zari, do they have anything else?
Green.
Besides optics?
Heroic, crack shot, advanced optics. Yeah.
Oh, they do. Oh, okay. They do have heroic and crack shot. Okay, good. I was just checking on that.
And I gave Crackshot to Lulo. I mean, I like the list. Okay, I think Drew and I were talking about it pre-show a little bit. That I've got a Poe and three A-wing list that I like a significant amount as well. So I'm giving that some consideration. But I honestly, it's, you know, 5 days before the trial and I have no idea what I'm going to fly. But, you know, what are you going to do?
I unfortunately will probably not be making it this weekend, despite being extremely excited for it. Just one of those things where money's got to come first. However, were I to attend, I definitely would be going. Even if this triple Jedi list flops, I'm still going to take it because I don't think a week of practice will be, you know, two or three games will be as good for me as playing six in a competitive setting. Right. You know what I mean?
So you're saying that money is the only reason why you're not attending?
He needs to drive.
For the most part,
We'll talk after the podcast.
No. Not as in I can't afford to go to the event. I can't afford not to work that day.
Oh, I see. Darn it.
A day is a valuable amount of time.
I mean, for all of us, isn't it?
But anyway, Drew, do you sound like you're going to be going.
I am. It's actually really funny because I went in on my day off to kind of show that it, like, that day means a lot to me to get off. And apparently I had requested it off months ago. So I guess it meant that much more to me. So that I guess tells you how crazy my life is and how much I wanted to actually attend. So
nice.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Like, so excited, but I'm also kind of exhausted. Today was a long day for me, but yeah, no, I am going to attend and I'm super excited.
What are you going to be taking?
I will be running with Poe and triple A-wings.
So a lot of resistance coming out of this podcast is what I'm hearing.
I mean, we're not really, with the exception of the one list I had on 1E called Brace Yourself, I've never been a rebel formation flyer, and neither has Drew, with, as far as I'm aware, no exceptions. Any exceptions to that, Drew? It doesn't, rebels just don't appeal to us as far as the current the current incarnation of what works with them.
I mean, it's just slow rolling.
Yep.
You know, oh, look, I pointed at something and I shot you. Oh, no, you flew away from me. All right, let's get that princess on here. All right, cool. Now we're back on track. Oh, you flew away some more. Oh, no, you run away. Okay, hey, the princess is back online. Let's do it again.
I mean, basically, anybody that took a top four or whatever at a hyperspace trial with a list like that is probably a loser.
Ha! I don't know about that, but certainly made the top cut, I can tell you that.
I just hear haters right now. Is all I'm hearing.
We don't run that upgrade on your list, man. Come on, it's not a Drew.
It's not an upgrade in your list. It's a downgrade in your mind.
Oh, the birds are gonna need some ice.
It's just an unfortunate deficiency in the imagination department.
Oh, yes, this is true. I suppose. Well, but it's good though, man. Right, like. You know, it's great to see us find those chinks in this, you know, well-made game's armor. But at the same time, you know, it's like, I wish it was caught before it became a problem, I guess. But is it a problem now? I guess it's not, because it's not doing well anywhere else.
Yeah, Drew, I don't...
Did I lose like 45 seconds there? What happened?
I'm pretty sure resistance is... I think we look...
No. What are you talking about, rebels?
You guys not hear me?
I heard.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. No, I don't think it's a problem other than Leia being three.
My apologies. That's what I was talking about.
Oh, we're not doing this again.
Oh yeah, no, I think so. Falling into the I do feel like the whole, you know, Biggs and Selfless, right? Like, along with Leia and like some beefy cheap ships, seems pretty problematic to me. But again, I mean, you know, when you maybe a good segue into hyperspace.
That's extended.
And one of the reasons why I dislike it, and it's, you know, you just spam the cheapest thing, which, I mean, at this point is four phantoms. Sorry, my apologies. That's what I meant. I did mean the segue into extended.
You know, let's keep talking about hyperspace before we jump over into why we all hate quad phantoms and why Drew hates extended. I remember specifically not a few months ago, Selfless being laughed out of the room in any discussion of good upgrade cards. And then suddenly that, you know, Rebel ships are able to maneuver appropriately and Selfless being a, you know, applicable in that you can choose who is going to be moving the damage around to. Now it's a problem. No, guys. It wasn't a problem when Rebels were bad. It's not a problem now that they're good. The answer is Leia. And we all know it. Leave Selfless alone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I genuinely don't think that Rebels are, you know, four or five ship Rebels are busted to the extent that the P word ships are busted. I really don't. I just think Leia is just cheap enough that it makes them really, really strong. The ability of Rebels who are supposed to be stressed when they turn around to not be stressed when they turn around is very strong. It's breaking it. There's a reason that they priced Leia at 8 in the first place. It's breaking a fundamental sort of movement identity for Rebel ships.
Right.
No, that's true.
It breaks a fundamental movement ability for a lot of ships, but you know what? It's unfair for us to, you know, immediately point that out as if you turn around, you're supposed to be stressed. There's a lot of ships that can do that. It's just that, you know, they tend to be extremely powerful ones. And even if you can do it with a whole bunch of mediocre single action ships, you're really not improving the math on your attacks that much. You're not. If you take a normal 3-die attack with a focus token or without, what's the difference?
The difference is 0.75 hits, which when you spread it over four ships.
Exactly. Less than one damage on average.
Spread over four ships, that's 3 extra damage.
That's assuming that all of them have the same target and all of them focus the same target. That's assuming you succeed all the turnarounds.
But it's not... Yes, that's all true, but that's the thing. Leia makes that entirely possible. And again, I'm not saying Leia's broken. I'm saying that she's too good at 2 points. She's just too good at 2 points. There's a reason.
I find it hard
there's
to
a reason
know.
That every I'll Rebel ahead, list has Leia in it.
That's the same thing as saying there's a reason every Imperial Swarm has Howlrunner, Iden, and Gideon.
That is absolutely true. There is a reason for it.
Should all of them go up in
I don't know.
Too?
Have they been dominating tournaments?
Rebels haven't dominated any more than Resistance.
Yes, they have.
I was going to say, in hyperspace trials, Rebels have a significant...
Yeah. Rebels are...
Not from what we've looked at the results, and it's been, you know, maybe like 3-2 out of every 6 are Rebels Resistance. And then you go over to Extended, and it's like, hi, if you didn't bring Imperials, don't bother. So what are we really talking about here?
We're talking about everybody. How did our hyperspace trial go as far as Rebels?
Rebels were 2 of the top 4 and one of us lost.
Okay. And how about the top 8 and the top 16?
Top 8 was, I think, 4-2-1-1.
Okay.
Four Rebel, 2 Empire, 1 Republic, and 1 First Order.
So 7 factions, but Rebels were half.
Again, should we go back a couple months to when Rebels weren't represented at all?
Yeah, but I think the problem is with the Y-Wings coming down in cost, the U-Wings coming down in cost, the B-Wings coming down in cost, what else coming down in cost? The veteran turret gunner coming down in cost, Leia coming down in cost.
Well, the faction like, was unplayable.
We're not talking about it I think becoming unplayable all of those... again. Are you saying that, let's just take Rebel, let's take Leia out. Are you saying that without Leia, Rebels are unplayable in hyperspace? No.
That's what I think everyone here is dancing around. Like Jeff, you just said that their ability to turn around without taking a stress is, you know, game breaking.
I don't think it makes them unplayable. If nothing else, you've got five Ys.
Which aren't even winning that many tournaments.
Vince, it doesn't have to be binary, man. It doesn't have to be either she's in and they kick ass the way it is now, or she's gone and they're unplayable. They're not, first of all, she's gone and they're not unplayable. Second, we can find a price between 2 and 8. And you need to, by the way, you need to resign yourself to this because I guarantee it's going to happen.
Oh, I'm sure she's going to go to 4 or 5. Every list I've built with her has 3 points of room so that if she does go up, I can keep running it.
There you go. So you would keep running her at 5, but you're arguing she's not
too cheap. In a heartbeat. Because Rebels can't win without
her.
That's
not true.
Jeff, without the ability to pull better turnarounds and immediately turn back into pursuit, Rebels are at a significant disadvantage. They're already slower than everyone else. They're already lower in action economy than everyone else.
The problem is that, as Drew pointed out, we don't have any data to back that up because all of the price cuts happened at once.
The 2 points I made there, I would like one of you to dispute them. Are Rebels not significantly lower in action economy than every other faction, barring maybe First Order?
It depends on who's in your list. You give me Dutch Vendor, I'm not lower in action economy.
Well, I mean,
granted, they screwed Garvin Drace. No way around that. But there are ways for Rebels to get actions and pseudo actions for sure.
It would be very interesting to see. I think that, you know, maybe this podcast will prompt some people to try and build lists without Leia, and we'll really see if the points cost, you know, if the points being lowered on some of these other chassis really is, you know, is it the problem, or is it the fact that, you know, for 2 points, you turn every ship in your list into a defender.
Again, I'm not sure that that's accurate because you're still seeing guys. If it's not binary, let me go this way. If it's not binary, then why are the heavy Rebel Alpha Strikes still making cuts but not winning?
I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of possible explanations, but you're missing the point. You yourself have said you would pay 5 points for Leia.
That's not saying that she deserves to be 5 points.
Of course she deserves to be 5 points if you would pay 5 points. That's basic economics, man.
I didn't know we turned this into the Economist podcast. I would have prepared different arguments.
If you would pay 5 points for Leia.
Don't mind me. I got to get Milton Friedman on the phone here. Give me a second. Mr. Friedman, can you please weigh in on the economics of X-Wing point building arguments? I can't do a German accent. He wasn't even German. He was from like the Northeast, right?
I honestly don't know. No. But if you would pay 5 points for Leia, then she's worth 5 points.
No, Jeff, that's just because I'm dumb enough to pay 5 for her doesn't mean she's actually worth
that. That is a fair point. My contention is that there are lots and lots of people out there that will continue to pay for Leia at 5 points. Now, we don't have data on that.
Right, because she makes them competitive. She's the difference.
I agree.
Right, so you can't... The punishment for making a faction competitive can't be, well, we're going to take the one thing that separates you from, you know, that brings you to a level with everyone else.
They didn't jack the price by 120%. They lowered it by however much, 37.5%, 8 to 5. If you want to count the stop at 2 along the way, that's fine, but that's on you.
That I was counting that because that's where it would go now.
8 to 5.
I'm sure my math is wrong.
8 to 5 is a reasonable adjustment. It's again, Drew's point about all of these things coming down in price is a really good point, because it all of these things coming down at once makes it really difficult to tell whether Rebels are capable of being competitive without Leia or with Leia at whatever 6, 5, 4 points. It makes it difficult to tell. Now, I don't think she's broken. I don't think Rebels are broken. I think that Leia is too cheap for what she does. That's all.
You know, let's go ahead and move away from this before it turns into another TIE fighter Y-wing argument. I don't need that on my conscience again. That's what we're saying, Vince. We did get the announcement last, speaking of, you know, I brought it up, extended versus hyperspace. We did get the announcement, and we made a joke of it last week, that Worlds is going to be extended only. Now, we all play, you know, hyperspace primarily. Maybe you work out an extended list on the side just as a concept in case anyone runs like an independent or you ever go to a system open. Drew already, we know Drew doesn't like it. I'm kind of agnostic on it. I think it makes perfect sense. You know, my argument stays the same as it always has been. You can't have your biggest tournament not include all possible options. Jeff, tie break us.
Unfortunately, I can't, because I'm on your side on this one. I am sincerely and strongly in the middle. I just don't really care extended versus hyperspace. The reason that I've been concentrating on hyperspace is that we've had two local hyperspace trials in pretty short succession, and I would really like to win dice. So I'm concentrating on hyperspace, but I, you know, the casual games that I've been playing at Anime Imports and stuff with extended lists, I've enjoyed playing. Now that said, I don't have an interest in attending Worlds. So I don't have, I've only been to one system open, actually. I generally just don't play at a super high competitive level, because even when I get there, I drop out of the cut. So I just don't have a dog in the fight, so I can't break the tie. What I'd like to know is why Drew hates extended. We got a hint at it. It's because of spamming of efficiency, but is there more to it than that?
No, I don't think there. I think that's, I mean, it just comes straight down to that, you know. And I'm just wondering, like, what is the next thing that we're going to see pop up after the Phantoms get hit, or at least the cheaper ones?
Well, what do you think? I mean, yeah, spitball that. What would the next thing be if
Phantoms get hit? I'll be honest with you. I think it's either going to be, let me think. Something with the bombers, or something with bombers or missiles, or the five Y-wings, right? So, like, let's look at what the Phantoms take away. Removing the Phantoms means you'd remove the damage, right, from your list. You remove the heavy damaging things from the meta. And what that means is, okay, now we're going to get things like the Y-Wing Swarm. We're going to get more, what's it called? Why can't I think of it? Four-ship Rebel Swarms, right, with Selfless and healing and all that. Like, it's going to come back.
But let me ask this. Why is a four-ship synergistic Rebel list a bad thing? It's variety of ships. It's variety of upgrades. It's different characters. Like, there's nothing... The four-ship Rebels is a serious catch-all. There are guys running 3Y Saw. There are guys running 2Y Luke Partisan. I'm running, you know, Wedge and Reds. Why is this a bad thing?
It's a bad thing because, like, it's almost like, what's his name from The Incredibles, where it's like, when everyone is special, no one is. Like, when the top cut is all four-ship Rebels of different varying ships, but yet the same core upgrades, Like, it just becomes unfun because you're playing the same thing, except, oh no, the B-Wing one talon rolls instead of the three talon roll.
Do you really think that Extended would end up with Rebels the way Hyperspace is a little bit overloaded with Rebels? Extended has, I mean, let's say they break up Phantoms in however way they want to do it. They increase the price of Sigmas to 49 or whatever. And they drop Defenders by just a little bit. They drop, maybe TIE X-1 could come down a little bit further than it did. I mean, TIE Salad's still pretty good. And that's the same thing Vince was talking about. Four Imperials of various types, all under the umbrella of TIE Salad. I'm not really convinced that Extended doesn't have the ability to deal with four ship Rebels the way that Hyperspace doesn't really have the ability to deal with four ship Rebels.
I mean, the Draya Swarm is still out there and Extended. I mean, that's how you overload a Rebel list. Selfless doesn't matter if you're just getting pounded with two die attack, two hit. That's what the Swarm does. And the Swarm is, we know, a standing equal to the two Rebel beef.
I just think Extended has enough tools that you don't need to fear Rebels as much as you might think. I mean, even like bombing spam, for instance, bombing spam that runs into trajectory simulated proton bombs is not going to be very happy.
Yeah, I mean, the K-Wing Swarm is still out there. I haven't heard anyone complain about that as far as four ship Rebels. Or does that not qualify because you take Sabine instead of Leia? I mean, I don't think
it's
been
the same level of play as the four of them, and it's also got glaring weaknesses, unlike some of the other lists. I mean, the K-Wings can't K-turn for one, and, like, I mean, they have to, you know, take two turns to turn around. Now, they've got the turret, right?
No, they don't. They've got advanced slam. They don't have to take two turns.
I mean, I guess technically this is true, but they can't shoot that.
They also have a turret and bombs.
They can't shoot that turn, and they lose their action economy, and Leia does entirely the opposite. You know, like, you get your action economy with that.
So is it primarily Rebels you're afraid of?
You have the way to throw the missiles.
Is it another
I'm just worried that they're going to...
I mean, I'm not saying that you're wrong.
The board is just going to become saturated with them.
I can't see the future. It just seems like... It seems like they're not entirely broken in Hyperspace, and Extended has a lot more ways to deal with them than Hyperspace does. So, just for instance, and this is kind of a bad example because it sort of proves your point while it's refuting your point, but a named Interceptor and four Alphas could have a really decent chance against Rebel Beef because it's a tool in Extended that doesn't yet exist in Hyperspace. You know, Alpha 5 Interceptors is scary. I mean, granted, the ones that have to double reposition are shooting without mods, but 5-15 dice at range 2 or 3 is scary.
We still don't know what effect Separatists are going to have on four ship Rebels. You cannot joust six energy shell charge droid fighters.
I think you can. I played against it this last weekend, and now, granted, it wasn't like the eight swarm, but playing against at least four, having a four ship list go up against them on engagement. I mean, yeah, you know, you're going to get pinged by Z95s, but, you know, if you shoot them and they're like, sure, I'll just take the damage and get the energy charges off, like, they might kill a single ship of yours. Like, I'm just thinking of, like, Biggs. I think the one thing that I'm most worried about is Biggs, Wedge, and I think it was Braylon and the U-Wing. Right, one of them with Selfless. I think with all of that and all of those four ships shooting before the Separatist droids shoot, you're going to easily blow away all of their charges, all of their calculates to try and keep them alive. and those that don't spend the calculates will lose ships instead to get those charges off, and you will do, sure, maybe you'll get the shields down on one of the two ships and maybe a damage or two on Wedge, right? Like, you'll get Wedge to half, sure. But now you're down 2.5 or 2 straight up Separatist ships, and where do you go? Because the Rebels don't care about bumping, and they get more dice when they're bumping and shooting stuff at range 1. You can't really fly away from them because the dial doesn't really do that. And if you are close enough to fly away from them, then they've got Leia, and they don't give a, you know, they just turn around. I don't see it. I sat down at our gaming thing. We played, there were two games that were played with the Separatists. Mm-hmm. I watched both of them. One of them I actually played, right? So watch the second one. And we sat down and we were really looking at this stuff and we were like, you know what? They've got the tools to be a quote unquote swarm list, but they don't seem like a swarm faction. The ships just aren't survivable enough to do it. And throwing points into them to try and keep them alive, I think, is a trap. I think that there's something deeper, something better with the Separatists that we haven't seen yet. And I don't think that we're going to see it until they get more stuff.
I mean, I just want to point out that in almost every other itinerary, you know, every other definition, the swarm isn't supposed to be survivable. The TIE swarm is an aberration that probably shouldn't exist. When you bring 6 or 7 or 8 of something, they're supposed to die instantly. That's what you see with the Drea Swarm Z95s. That's what you saw with the attempts at Leia Swarm with, you know, 3 or 4 Z95s and then 2 X-Wings and a U-Wing. Like, it's a unique list that probably is too good for the word swarm. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. And the only reason is, in order to shoot the charges, you have to have the calculate. And, you know, you take a focused wedge, right? Like, oh, on a slightly above average roll, you're looking at 3 hits. You roll your triple evades, you know, we'll say blank, blank focus, right? Unlucky. And then you spend your charge. Well, now that one isn't going to die, right? Like, you'll take 2 hits. Maybe if there's a crit, you might die, you might not. You survive with 1. Well, now the next ship shoots at it. Are you going to let it die? Or if you roll that evade focus, you're going to spend another calculate token to get another charge gone. Now, if you're running the 5 ship with, what's his bucket? Christopher Lee or...
How dare you, sir.
Oh my God, I forgot Maul's. Oh, I love Christopher Lee. No, he's great. Anyways, but like you're looking at it, right? Like it's not the fact that it's just 8 ships with all the, oh man, there's 8 ships. It's the fact that they need the action economy to be a threat. Like a single 2 Separatists, I'll take that all day. It's 2 worse Z95s. Technically with a better dial, but I mean, with a calculate.
I mean, you do want range control, and that's an advantage that you've got on the Rebels. You want that engagement to be at range 3.
It has to be.
Because you're getting 3 dice then. They're not getting their 3 dice. We ought to sim it out sometime, but I just can't see them not having an advantage at range 3.
Well, also it's only 5 of them if you run an infiltrator and instead of running one of the Belbalobs, and then you've probably got 7.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I was looking up something real quick. The worst thing too is that their soft 3 on the Volta droids is red. And I think that too, like, losing the ability to come in like that on the windmill formation.
We talked about that when we first talked about them, and that red 3 bank is a major
impediment. Right, and so, you know, what are the ways to counter that? Well, instead of 3 soft 3ing away from someone, you could hard 1 onto the asteroid. Oh, but you got to pay 3 points in order to be able to survive off of that and actually, like... you know, do the cool thing that the droid does. But now you're sitting there looking at, okay, well, you know, maybe it comes back to what we were talking about before. Do the Separatists take a mixture of upgrades to be better? I feel like on the initial joust, and this is with my game with them, with the 3 A-Wings and Poe, on the initial joust, I had Tally and my PS1 A-Wing go straight into them. And I was really nervous. And Tally came out unscathed, turns out when the two of them shot, you know, he spent, what, 2 calculate tokens plus the third one to stay alive, and there were only 2 charges in range to shoot. Now, my PS1 died the next few turns trying to block, and didn't block, right, because he saw that coming, but Tally survived. And, I mean, I traded my PS1 A-Wing for 2 of the Separatist drones. Meanwhile, Lulo and Poe went after Dooku, because it was 5 drones in Dooku. That was what I was playing against. And, you know, Dooku spent all of his toys to try and come at me. And it's actually really funny. When Sherry played Dooku at the last hyperspace, I was thinking she was going to do this where, you know, the decloak with the scimitar and then the 5K. And Poe and Lulo were like, you know, bye, Felicia. Like, they just flew away. And Dooku was like, wait, come back. No, I need to kill you. And then by that time, the droids were just done. And Dooku came back in, and it was like, cool, you can get some pot shots. Maybe you'll take a damage or two. But, you know, you'll never hit the A-Wings. And Poe can run for days or turn around. And I just feel like the Separatists, you know, we sat down and was like, man, the engagement, I was afraid. I was afraid. But after shooting them and, like, seeing, you know, you have to have – you can't even have that perfect information of, like, you know, who's going to live and who's going to die. You know, do you actually fly into – do you joust or do you merge, knowing that one of you're going to let a Separatist ship die just because you want the Rebels or the whoever you're playing against to shoot it specifically? Like, that's a kind of battle tactic that I am slightly interested in. But, you know, if I ever came up to someone and was like, hey, man, planning on yourself dying to make you better at a game, that's not a tactic I would enforce.
Okay, so I guess you'll never run Selfless then.
So dying is one thing, but pulling, I'm sorry, Jeff, pulling one damage is another thing entirely.
It's not pulling one damage. It's pulling a crit. I can tell you that the later games go, you're not pulling onto shields anymore.
On a B-Wing with 5 shields and Biggs and Wedge.
That's
with the U-Wing with Leia that you want to shoot also. Okay.
Braylon with an extra shield and Selfless is a damn near 50 point ship.
That's 50 points of I'm going to keep another one of my ships alive and there's nothing you can do about it unless you shoot me, which I think is pretty darn, I mean,
I don't know, I'll eat my words. 10 numb. He's almost as good offensively because he doesn't need actions to mod himself.
I
think if you ignore Braylon and keep shooting at Wedge, you're falling into the trap. You're blowing all of this to try to kill Wedge. And meanwhile, you have a guy who might be more dangerous just standing there in front of you.
I mean, the strategy against damage-sharing Rebels has always been to target whoever's got Selfless or M1E Selflessness. That's always been the strategy. The thing I'm concerned about, Drew, is I just sort of feel like you're spooking yourself. Like you're not giving yourself enough credit for having flown a good game. You're giving your opponent, your unknown future opponent, credit for flying a perfect game. It almost sounds like whenever the Rebels fire, they have focuses that they can spend, but still have focuses for defense. But with you, you're drawing 3 calculates from your fellow swarms. It just feels a little bit like you're spooking yourself. So I'm trying to come on, Dumbo. You don't need the feather to fly, you know.
I think the one thing that's got me is, you know, if you take away the Juke Phantoms, right? Like, it's action efficiency. You know, they're focus evaded every turn, regardless of whether or not they have Juke. Obviously, they have to be cloaked, right? And next turn, they gotta, you know, either fly away or cloak again, right? But I think of, you know, when you remove the biggest efficiency, right, what is the next biggest thing that is the most efficient? And I think it falls back to the TIE Swarm and the Four-Ship Rebel. Now, maybe that's because I really think that if someone took Four-Ship Rebel and really, really knew, you know, how to play the other factions, really knew how the TIE Swarm was going to engage, really knew how Vader and Soon Tyr were going to try and come at you, in, you know, in an extended or even hyperspace now, list. I really feel like if the Rebel player knew how to play some of these other factions and came up against them, I really do feel like they are the most efficient. But, you know, at the end of the day, I do...
The efficiency wins games in hyperspace. I'm going to grant you that. But I don't think efficiency is necessarily the bugbear in extended.
No, this is true. Yeah. I'll give it to you 100% because I try not to focus on extended. It's a lot, especially now with like all seven factions out. But I'm just thinking about some of the hyperspace events that I've seen with some of the best players in the country coming to. You know, we're seeing a trend, and I'm just worried that as soon as that trend disappears, you know, also known as the Four Phantoms disappears, we're just going to see another trend like that. And that's one of the reasons why I'm out of hyper. I feel like I'm out of extended.
Yeah, but that's meta. That's any meta. That's any time that any efficiency or any good tactic is discovered, especially in a game where, let's be honest, this is a net listing community. You know, this is a kind of a lemming train community. One guy punches out, you know, way above what we thought was their weight class with a certain list, and all of a sudden, oh man, I bet I can make that work, or let me try to make that work. Like, we're already seeing dudes try to copy what Nathan Idy went top table with by a lot of people who aren't Nathan Idy. You know
what I mean? I mean, let's just point out that Nathan Idy obviously was trying to copy what I was doing.
If you played in a higher level event, Jeff, we would.
That's
all right, fair enough.
I only said it, Jeff, because we have video evidence of Nathan flying it. We don't have video evidence of you flying it.
Right, right.
And hey, Jeff, if you had gone to one of the other systems and done it first, we could say that he copied you. But I think extended is going to be the meta of dirt. Like, eventually, once they iron out all of the super efficiencies, extended is going to become the meta of dirty tricks. It's going to become, this is what I do that nobody else can do. This is what my list does better than any other list. And it's going to be just a bunch of matchups. If you get a bad matchup, you're kind of hosed. If you have a good matchup, hey, you've got to step up. But you're going to see a lot of weird stuff instead of just, I hope we see a lot of weird stuff instead of just straight copycats.
Well, I mean, keep in mind that unlike the Gathering, which even with a new block, Magic the Gathering has billions of combinations and permutations. X-Wing, even extended X-Wing does not have that. Extended, there are only so many ways you can build Nora in an arc that isn't a bad build.
Right.
Somebody who flies the same Nora as somebody else is not net listing their Nora. Right? It's just, I'm not saying net listing doesn't go on. I guess what I'm saying is there's nothing wrong with it.
Which, fine, that's a fine position to have. Like, that's 100% an open, you know, fair to say. But I think that my criticism is not so much of the practice, but of what happens after it. All of this net listing and all of the copycats are guys that aren't trying anything crazy. And all it takes is one guy with a list that no one has ever seen before making a deep run to open up a whole new avenue of list building. And we don't see it in this game.
I agree with you. I think that we will probably see it. I think that I think Nathan making top cut with his ship that is not standard four or five ship rebels is good. I think that, the variety other than Phantoms was actually pretty good in the cut, wasn't it?
I felt so. I mean, who was the gentleman? Everyone seemed to know who he was. I'm sadly was unfamiliar with him. A Polish old para? Is he Polish?
Yeah, he created the original Finn list. What was that, Drew?
It was Paratani, right? So it was
that's right.
Yeah, it was Fenrau, Old Tarok, and Manaru. There's infinite focus tokens for days. It was the you ask Palpatine what a tiny mind link does, and he tells you it gives you focus.
He's a pretty genius builder and a very good flyer. He's kind of like, you know, if Burling is if Jeff Burling is like a 10 as a builder, and a 6 or 7 is a flyer, then old para is like 8 or 9 at each.
I'm looking around my room for any possible reference to these people, but unfortunately I can't find
them. Yeah, sorry. It's old 1E lore from long, long ago.
God damn it.
I was going to say Galaxy Far, Far Away. But even so, I do feel like there's still those, you know, fun, interesting new lists that come out. It just takes someone, you know, a little bit. It just takes us a little bit of time to look for it. And the people who are really passionate about it and really focused on a certain ship will find it, right? But I, you know, there are issues with that too, right? Like Paratani, I think, was just an issue with, like, let's find the best action efficiency, right? Whereas now with 2.0, you've got, well, let's find the ships that, you know, soak damage for other ships, right? Let's find the aces that, you know, can give them or their friends other actions, a la, you know, Jake. I think we'll see more as we merge. I mean, I guess, you know, hyperspace is a thing, right? Which will get flux and extended. But as of right now, you know, until we see people who really sit down and focus on some of these other factions, I think extended is going to look like what we're talking about, where, you know, hey, we'll just take this that's good, right? Like, this did well. It has this bad matchup, right? Or like, hey, this did seemingly all right.
Talking about Rebels being the problem. You are maligning the existence of any meta whatsoever.
I suppose this is true, but again, I do feel like if I'm going to an event to win or looking to do well, I think you're going to look at some of the top lists, and I'll be honest with you, you know, 9 times out of 10, just like every story ever told, it's been done before, right? Like, the list has been created somewhere else along the line. People try to find their own, you know, unique twists on it, but at the same time, you know, it's a Ewing with Leia and, like, whoever else you want, right? Like,
but even then, like, I ask you, there's variety even in that. Why is a certain number of a certain faction a problem? If we're talking about 5 or 6 different possible ships in how many different, you know, permutations?
I think because it touches down upon the larger issue, which I think Jeff and I were talking about, that is currently unavailable to us. You know, is it the fact that Leia is too cheap, or is it the fact that, like, 5 upgrades and ship chassis that Rebels were looking at, you know, suddenly dropped to the point where, oh my God, you could take this, you could take that. Oh man, and it's a buffet. I could take this too. I could take that. And I'm not trying to, like, spook anyone with it, but, like, you know, there's just, I mean, you know, you can't run too many variants of the Thai salad because you really don't have enough points to do stuff. You've got about 8 points to play with, I believe, if you, you know, just bare bones it, right? Like, you could run Vizier, you could run Vermeil, you know. But, like, the upgrades on Vader are, like, standard, right? Like, and, oh, you've got about 30, 34 points left. You just throw in a TIE fighter, right? Like, maybe 6 points for an upgrade. You take Tactical Officer, you take, right? Like,
let me give you an example of the kind of thing that we could see in extended, okay? I've run this list a few times. It's done very well, mainly because of the ability, the hyper mobility of gunboats. Where the hell is it? Rookie jar, that's it. So 3 new squadron pilots, fire control, advanced slam, ion cannons, Tempest squadron pilot with just fire control, and a TIE aggressor with just an ion cannon turret. All right, these are all init too. It's obviously a control list, but it's something that so far seems to be pretty strong. I'm not a fantastic flyer of it. I don't have a lot of practice with it, but so far it seems really strong because it's almost like Rebel Beef. It can weather losing a ship and make the points up later. Because it has to, because it's lower than that.
Right, right. What list have you played with it? Have you played it?
So I played against Drea Swarm with it. I've played against Rebel Beef with it. I played against a bizarrely an 8 TIE Swarm with it. What I lost to was Poe, Nien, and Ello, which you'd think that I'd be, I think that I'd have a better chance if I played it again because I think I could block better.
Right. I mean, you learn from every list, right? Or every game you play. Yeah.
I do think I agree with Vince that I think that people are going to try more weird stuff. And this isn't that far away from like the just spamming phantoms, except that it is, right? It isn't really anything like that. It's just other than repeating a ship. I don't know. I just don't have a hatred for extended. I don't have a hatred for hyperspace. I am rarely unopinionated about something, but in this case, I'm in the middle.
I suppose I want to make a point too. I don't hate extended, but I am less enthusiastic about playing it because there is more to abuse.
So just to be clear, you're less enthusiastic about playing it at a high competitive level, right?
Yes. No, 100%. I don't. Sure. If anyone, you know, we go to casual, someone is like, "I've got an extended list." I am all for it. Like, I love the game. You guys know I love the game. I will play the game when I can, where I can, with whom I can, except with myself.
It's always better to play with a group.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, it's more hands. More hands-on, it's great. If you ever need someone to slide out a soft one template from you, I'm your guy.
This is going a bad place. Vince, help, Vince.
I can't understand you guys. Like, when I'm the most mature person on this podcast, there's a serious freaking problem. let's go ahead and start leaning towards wrapping this up, guys. I think we've covered about all the ground we're liable to without backtracking.
Yeah, I'm in the middle. I'm so unused to this. This is weird. Why don't one of you say something completely non-controversial that I can go off on a rant about and, you know, and I'll feel better.
I mean, look, I can just I can tell you that the game if you really want to solve these problems, do something that neither of you is prepared to do. Put a limit on the number of ships you can have in a list. Put a duplication limit.
I'm not necessarily not prepared to do that.
And that's
Jeff, your idea was to put a points multiplier on.
But we talked about having a list and then having some exceptions. Which I'm not against that. I wasn't against it the first time we talked about it.
The reason that sets me off is because that's called comp scoring. It's called comp rules, and they suck. They are horrible for every game they're introduced to. There's never been a game introduced by restrictive list building.
I completely agree, Vince, but I also want to touch base on we're seeing that already. Maybe FFG is just trying out the waters with the Separatists, right? Where like, oh, hey, this ship is unique, but yet not. You can take three of them, right? Like, you know, three of them with abilities that do things, but only three. You can't have a whole list with them.
Well, this sounds like something we can say for next week is like really good content is giving, you know, does every you know, pilot skill now get a unique ability?
Oh, I'm just thinking the chassis in general, right? You can only have so many TIE fighters. You can only have so many Z-wings. You can only have so many U-wings, right? Because, I mean, and as you said before, Vince, you know, we're seeing really good lists that are, you know, one of each, right? Like, and I suppose the lists that are making the top cut are the only thing that gets spammable.
And on that note, let's go ahead and exit on out. I think we've hit an impasse, gentlemen. We've hit an impasse. So thanks, folks, so much for listening. Hopefully we gave you some all to think about and encouraged you to push the boat out with some of your lists going forward, especially you scum players. That is your job. Do the crazy, do the individual. We have high expectations of you since none of us play scum. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, on that note, let me do a shout out to Phil GC, who did really well or won a hyperspace list with Guri and Fen.
Shout out to Phil GC. And I may be trying my hand actually at Guri in the weeks coming up. So, gentlemen, let's bow out for Vincent, Jeff, and Drew. Have a good night, boys.
Have a great week, guys.
Take care, gentlemen.
Winning is not a sometime thing. It's an all-the-time thing. You don't win once in a while, and you don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is a habit.